Now, Bobby, you married a Mexican man
right.
called Roberto.
Right.
And you live together in Phoenix and have done for 11 years.
Right.
And Roberto's been already once deported, but he made his way back here
right.
and he's living with you again. This must be quite a scary time for both of you, as this new law is now only days away,
yes.
Under which he potentially faces being picked up and deported yet for a second time.
Right. More or less, my husband probably has to sit in our backseat of our car. I have to hide him to take him to work so he can support his family, because he is a good provider. I have to make sure everything's working good on my car so the cops don't pull us over for anything, just to protect him and get him home. I mean, there's no way to describe the law. As an American citizen, I don't feel like it's right, because they shouldn't have to tell me who I can marry and who I cannot marry.
Right, when it comes in on July the 28th, are you literally thinking you're going to have to hide him in your car as
yes.
you drive him to work? Tell me about that.
Yes, when this law does pass, if somebody doesn't stop it, my husband's going to have to sit in the back seat, just like the black people had to sit in the back seat of the bus, you know? It's not right. That's my car. That's his car. He pays for that car. He doesn't have to sit in the back seat.
How is he feeling about the law as it's really now only days away?
He's going into a depression. He's taking stress pills because he's so stressed and worried. And I told him I would not let anything happen to him, regardless.
How do you mean? What can you do to stop it?
I would do everything in my power to just try to stop this law, because I'm so against it as an American citizen. Like I said before, they're going through... As an American citizen, I feel like my rights are being violated.
Right, and people can't see you, obviously, so I should say you're a white American.
Right.
You come from the east of America?
East. I come from Ohio.
Right, so you come from the east.
Right, and I moved out here 31 years ago with my family. I've been married in the past with Hispanics. I've never married my race. I have 6 kids. They're beautiful. My husband has 5 grandchildren from my kids. They call him Papa, you know, and he's just a family man. He doesn't deserve this. The Mexican people don't deserve this. The ones that really need to be put away are the ones that are committing crimes.
Right, and how does it make you feel about your own white American race, and indeed about your own country, America?
My own race, I'm disgusted. I'm ashamed. Not all of them are like that, but the ones I met, I'm really disgusted. And as an American citizen, I'm really ashamed, because they need to read their history books, because the ones that were here were American Indians and the Spaniards, you know. Our ancestors came over on the Mayflower. But they're not thinking. You know, there's other things to do out there than going after these Mexican people.
And the other thing, I suppose, on your mind is that all of your 6 kids are partly Hispanic,
right?
Right? And under the law, although they all have documents, are all
right.
fully citizens here,
right.
that potentially, you know, you could be pulled over because they look Hispanic,
exactly.
and they could be picked on equally, although nothing could be done to them.
I don't think that's right. My son can be right in the front seat and I get pulled over because he's Spanish. I'm not going to carry around his birth certificate, his passport, you know. He's a minor. That's going through my, you know, my rights as an American citizen. Like I said, that's my car. They don't need to stop me unless I've committed a crime, a speed limit or whatever. Don't stop me because you see something with a different race in my car, because that's not right.